USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Responding to criticism, President Donald Trump abruptly reversed his plan to hold the next Group of Seven world leaders meeting at his Doral, Florida golf resort. Trump announced the backtrack after facing serious accusations he was using the presidency to enrich himself by hosting the international summit at a private resort owned by his family. Trump tweeted the administration will begin the search for another site, including the possibility of Camp David, immediately. Hong Kong streets descended into chaotic scenes again as protesters continued to set up roadblocks and torched businesses, and police responded with tear gas and water cannons following an unauthorized pro-democracy rally. Protesters continued to toss firebombs and took out their anger on shops with mainland Chinese ties as they skirmished late into the evening with riot police. Police continued to beef up security measures ahead of a rally, which they refused to give permission. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds, maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
There are fresh battle lines being drawn in the 2020 presidential campaign. It started when former Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton suggested that current primary contender Representative Tulsi Gabbard is being used by the Russians, who could be plotting a third-party run to siphon votes from the eventual Democratic nominee. Gabbard, in a scathing response, called Clinton, quote, the queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption, and personification of the rot that has now sickened the Democratic Party. Two politicians in the Democratic primary, Andrew Yang and Marianne Williamson, have sided with Tulsi Gabbard. Yang tweeted that Gabbard, a veteran, quote, deserves much more respect and thanks than this. In what may be a pitcher's duel for the ages, the World Series has officially been set, starting at Houston's Minute Maid Park with the Washington Nationals against the Houston Astros. Games begin Tuesday and Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Australian researchers have found overweight people develop fat in their lungs, which makes it harder for them to breathe. John Clements report.
Besides the fat found in their lungs, researchers have also found overweight people who suffer from asthma also had fat accumulations in their arteries. The complete study is published in the European Respiratory Journal that reports fatty tissue clogs up the airway walls that restrict the supply of oxygen in people with a high body mass index. Past research had suggested that the lungs become compressed under the excess load being exerted upon them by those diagnosed as obese. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Earthquake early warning alerts will become publicly available throughout California for the first time, potentially giving people time to protect themselves from harm, according to the Governor's Office of Emergency Services. The nation's first statewide quake warning system has debuted with the 30th anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake that ravaged San Francisco, as well as the annual Great Shakeout Safety Drill. Warnings produced by Shake Alert System will be pushed through two delivery systems, a cell phone app called MyShake, and the same wireless notification system that issues Amber Alerts, meaning people may receive both notifications. The state earthquake app developed at the University of California, Berkeley, is now available for download to iOS users through iTunes and Google Play stores for Android phones. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.